News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as you will have heard on this show and others in recent weeks, a series of criminal attacks in Drogheda have left the local community fearful for their safety. One councillor has reached out to the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, demanding urgent assistance in dealing with the escalating violence. Well, our reporter, Aideen Finnegan, has been to the area, to Moneymore, to speak to locals about their fears.
I actually just saw a patrol car and an armed response unit vehicle driving around here. Does that make you feel safe?
It kind of does and it kind of doesn't, because as soon as they're in, you're grand. And as soon as they leave, you just think something's going to happen. And you'd love if they were here 24/7 with you, because it's just, everybody's just in a knot. You see something like this in America and you say, it couldn't happen around you. But it actually is happening. And it's so, so scary. So it is. It's just like, you go to bed and you can't sleep. You hear a little bang. You think there's something happening. Even in the house during the day, we even hear a bang as well. You think, that's it. Really? Something's happened, yeah. You're waiting for a big explosion. I think that's what everybody's afraid of, some explosion.
And do neighbours feel like gathering together to try and...
Well, people are afraid to talk to one another. You know, people are afraid to say whatever, you know. But then some people are a lot stronger than others and will want to do something. And, well, where do you go? Where do you start?
Richie Culhan, I'm Louth County Fine Gael councillor in Louth, former special branch detective and former mayor of Drogheda. It's basically, it boils down to a feud between two individuals that has got very, very nasty. We've had everything happen in Drogheda, from petrol bombs to pipe bombs to stabbings to a lot of antisocial behaviour. And I don't see this getting any better until such time as the force in Drogheda are supplemented by either an outside force or they have extra men on the street, on the beat, to carry out, a surveillance on these guys and to carry out intelligence-led operations on these individuals who are causing absolute mayhem on our streets. The problem that we have is that you have outside influences, both from Northern Ireland and Dundalk, and you have also another influence from Dublin City, criminal organisations that are involved with both sides. I just worry for, you know, for people who are in an area when something like this happens. You know, you saw very serious situation in Moneymore quite recently where there was an individual taken into a house and badly beaten, slashed with a Stanley knife and beaten with a shovel and a gun placed in his mouth. And were it not for the intervention of the up in Garda Síochána that night, we would have been looking at another murder.
Do you feel better that the Gardaí are on patrol around?
Well, the guards are great, yeah. They're doing their job and they're always around, you know.
And you were saying that people are afraid to say things because they don't know who's around.
You don't know who's around, you know. You wouldn't know who's looking at you.
My little boy's in Moneymore Creche, and when it was going on, I didn't put him to school for 2 days because I was terrified to walk even out my front door just in case something happened. And he was just there, like, and he's only 3 years of age, so he'd be like, oh, ma'am, what was that, like a big banger or something, like. And like, it's not really fair on him because he loves going to school as well, like, and we have to walk through here, so it's a bit terrifying. Like, if you see the guards now, I just turn back. Like, it is terrifying, and everybody's talking about it, and everyone else is terrified too.
So. And you wouldn't feel safe if you saw the Gardaí?
Well, no, not really. I actually think the guards are scared themselves. Like, the likes of the old people that actually live in Moneymore, that's who I worry about. Like, I have family in Moneymore as well, and they're all old, and my nana and granddad, they live in there. And
what do you think needs to happen to end it all?
I don't really know. I just wish it would all end so that no one is in, like, terrified to walk out their front door, you know. I honestly don't know how they're going to stop it, or will they stop it.
Yeah, really worrying stuff there up in Moneymore. News Talk's reporter Aideen Finnegan spent some time up there. As we said, one councillor up there reaching out to Garda Commissioner Drew Harris demanding assistance in dealing with the violence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just listening to that poor woman saying she was literally afraid to go outside the door for 2 days with her kid. That is unacceptable,
yeah.
in this republic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.